Time now for the Left of Lansing Friday Short for this May 3rd of 2024. Look, emotions are running high right now, particularly with what's happening in the Gaza Strip, and I've aired my frustrations with both the Biden administration and American foreign policy in general when it comes to our tax dollars flowing to help arm an extreme right-wing Israeli government. That being said, I've read and seen some young people declaring how they will refuse to vote for Biden this November because of his weak stance against the Netanyahu government. And I get that. I'm not going to go all James Carville / Grandpa Simpson on them and tell them to shape up or ship out while at the same time yelling at clouds. Young people, especially in Michigan, voted in big numbers in the midterm election back in 2022, and they helped cement abortion rights, voting rights, government transparency, while giving Democrats the gavel in Michigan's government for the first time in 40 years. Gen Z's sense of right versus wrong and its fight for social and economic justice has impressed me greatly, and maybe that's because I'm a Gen Xer. I mean, the Gen X crowd gave in to cynicism, and it became a bit more right-wing the older it got, which is sad, considering we grew up with Rage Against the Machine and Public Enemy. So I'm not going to sit here in my Left of Lansing attic and lecture young people on how they should or should not protest our country's relationship with Israel's right-wing government. But instead of lecturing young voters who despise Trump but are otherwise also dissatisfied with Biden, I guess I'll anger everyone by explaining my strategy to this year's election. More often than not, in presidential elections, I've had to vote for a person I wasn't thrilled about. I mean, I guess Obama and Bernie may have been the only ones that I was legitimately and authentically excited to cast a ballot for, but I always voted for the Democrat in the general election because I view things strategically. Who benefits? Who won't? How will it help the future of our country? And will it keep with the founders' desire that we keep striving to become a more perfect union? I'm not happy with Biden's policies on Israel, but he's continuing a flawed policy that America has been advancing for years, and that's not going to change overnight, unfortunately. But I will say that Biden did what I thought was impossible when it comes to foreign policy, and that is getting us out of the quagmire that was Afghanistan. That was a bold and correct decision. Biden not only stands on the picket lines for unions, but the people he appointed to the National Labor Relations Board not only reversed some of the Trump-era decisions that eroded worker and bargaining rights, but he scored important increases in funding for the NLRB, and his people there replaced corporate stooges appointed by dear leader. Biden and the Democratic majority at the time passed the badly needed infrastructure bills and also passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which is helping cut insulin prices for millions, provided needed investments in clean energy across the country, which is helping Michigan's clean energy goals, I might add, and increased spending so that the Internal Revenue Service can go after longtime rich tax cheats. And we are already seeing the benefits as the IRS has secured nearly $500 million from these rich tax cheaters, you know, the kinds of people that Republicans are trying to protect. In the judiciary, Biden's already appointed 11 federal justices who are openly LGBTQ+, tying the record set during Obama's entire 8 years in office. And while I am frustrated with the corrupt right-wing Supreme Court and equally frustrated with Biden's refusal to try to expand the court, it'll turn more right-wing without him. It wasn't Joe Biden's SCOTUS picks who overturned Roe v. Wade, and it wasn't Joe Biden who's out there celebrating how he's to thank for Florida's 6-week abortion ban. Plus, Biden's done what he can when it comes to college student debt relief, relief that dear leader and his Republicans are trying to block over and over and over. Not only that, but Biden believes in our nation's democratic institutions. So, while I have my disagreements and disappointments with Joe Biden, on the scale of things, when I measure who benefits, how many will benefit, and who cares about the future and preservation of my country's institutions, then strategically, I have to vote for Joe Biden. The elite donor class wants you feeling nothing but constant despair and cynicism. And that's how they retain power and become even more powerful. And it's why they support, more often than not, dear leader Trump, because they don't support us. Contact me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, the Gram, Facebook, and on YouTube. Subscribe to leftoflansing.com. And don't forget to listen to this week's episode featuring Kelly Van Genhoven on the big recall elections in Delta County next week. Take the battle to them.